is Slater. Slater curls one. Oh, that's a fine goal. Good little shimmy and a good curler. That's 4-2.
On the Big Sports Breakfast, time now to talk football with Robbie Slater.
Barcelona marched through. They eliminate Manchester United from the Champions League courtesy of that 3-0 win this morning. And the other one, well, big upset, isn't it? Juventus bumped out by Ajax. 2-1 this morning. And the Ajax players were all celebrating and Juventus lamenting. Robbie Slater joins us. G'day, Robbie.
Yeah, g'day, boys.
Yeah, did you see...
Look, it's a big surprise, Juventus. Ronaldo obviously gone. Yep. From the competition that he's given so many memories to, of course. But you have to remember, Ajax also knocked out Real Madrid.
Wow.
So they're obviously a very, very good team, this Dutch team.
Well, they must be.
I know Laurie's followed Ajax, you know.
They're Laurie's team.
Ajax, mate.
I don't
Ajax.
Think Laurie's surprised by these results.
I'm very surprised because it's my side. I just didn't think they could win. Ajax, I didn't think they could win, so I'm very, very happy. You know what who they've got next, though, Rob?
Well, that's the big question.
They've got either City or Spurs.
Well, if Liverpool get through, it would be Barcelona-Liverpool.
Yep.
And, of course, you've got Manchester City-Tottenham awaiting Ajax.
Oh, yes. What about this big Premier League game today in the battle of relegation?
Well, that's what it's all about. It's about relegation.
Yep.
Brighton now, playing themselves. And Matty Ryan, our goalkeeper. We've already got our only other Aussie relegated from the Premier League.
That's right.
We don't want the remaining one relegated as well, but Brighton are giving themselves a down good chance of getting relegated. That was smashed 5-0 at home by Bournemouth recently, and now they've gone to Cardiff, who were... Yeah, probably still the favourites to go down, given that they're running out of games, but they put themselves within 2 points of Brighton, but they do have played one more game. And, of course, I think Cardiff City have got Liverpool this weekend.
Oh, jeez.
I think we asked you before, Rob, if they do go down Brighton, will Ryan get a gig in the EPL with another team?
Possibly. It's too early and too hard to tell.
Right.
Not every... You know, this is what every player at a Premier League club asks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everyone wants out, but not everyone gets out. You know, you've got Alan Moore relegated, of course. And, well, let's hope Matty Ryan's not going to be relegated.
No. Well, two things can happen. I mean, one is they can't afford to pay you that sort of buckaroos, can they? Down the division.
Right, you'll have to repeat what you just said.
Sorry, mate. They can't afford to pay him that sort of money if they stay down. Say, if he wanted to stay with the club,
well,
they wanted to keep
him. Well,
we don't
know what sort of money he's on, to be honest. I mean, people do make up a lot of things in Australia about how much players are earning. They're earning very, very good money. But if Cardiff have the motivation to come straight back up, they certainly can afford it. Of course they can afford it.
So, Championship
clubs still pay big money.
So Brighton could afford to keep Matt Ryan for a year in the hope of getting back up to the Premier League?
Yeah, of course they could.
Right. Okay.
They make it. There's many a team that's been relegated over the years that have actually made the decision to not let anyone go, keep the same wages in the hope of bouncing straight back up. It's not a ploy that always works.
Right.
Because, you know, Premier League players, even though they get relegated, consider themselves still Premier League players and they want to play in the
Premier League.
Not the Championship.
Yeah, that's right. Mate, we've got... I mean, they're all big in the Champions League, aren't they, mate?
How's this line, by the way? Is this line pretty good?
Better.
Line's a lot
really
better.
Really good.
This line's getting better, isn't it?
Very much better. FC Porto, $3.50 up against your Liverpool, $2.05. Now, that kicks off at 5 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Yes. Well, you know who's going to win that.
Liverpool.
Mm-hmm.
Margin.
Mm-hmm.
Have you got a scoreline for us?
No. I'm not jinxing it by giving you a scoreline.
All right. Well, give us a scoreline in the other match. Man City up against Tottenham. And who do you think will win?
Can you two speak up? Because I can hardly hear you.
Can hardly hear us. All right. Man City taking on Tottenham.
Yeah, this is a big one. This is the... Of course, in 6 days, they'll play Tottenham twice. And...
Yep.
They'll play them once in the league. And look, hey, as we know, we're all going for Liverpool, aren't we?
Yeah, yes, we're all going to. Is Tottenham over the odds at $9, though, Rob?
TK's a death rider. I mean, he would have liked to have seen Winks get beaten.
Well, I don't like Man City because they just buy their titles.
So you're admitting you would have liked to have seen Winks get beaten?
No, not at all. Of course not.
All right, you said that a bit too quickly, you know. Usually when you say things very quickly, it's usually the other way around. But anyway, look, I have to say Man City are favourites to beat Tottenham at home.
Would you take Man City, though, Robert? Would you take Man City at $130 over Tottenham at $9? Is $9 a good bet?
It's a better bet. Tottenham, $9. Look, you would think that City, with the schedule they have, they've got an FA Cup final in there as well, they're going to drop points somewhere. And, you know, it's more likely or not going to be against the Tottenham or their next league game against Manchester United at Old Trafford. Look, City are Winks, like, in respect to odds, if you know what I mean.
Yep.
They're always going to be the favourite in any game they play at the moment.
All right.
So $9 is pretty good for Tottenham.
All right. Scoreline?
Scoreline?
Yep.
Okay, so if we're going to go, let's tip Tottenham to win, and we'll go 2-1.
Oh, whew. Okay, what, you're tipping the boil over, 2-1.
Well, you've told me to this short, you've told me surely, and you shouldn't be calling me Shirley, that that Tottenham are better at $9. So we're going for a boil over.
Yeah, well, $9, I think that's good value. I mean, what's 2-1, TK?
I'm just trying to find... There's so many different markets. There's 127 different markets, Loz. But Tottenham 2-1 is $26.
Wow.
You'll be a hero. Not for the first time in your career, by the way.
I see. There's the nastiness comes out. It's like the Fruit Loops, isn't it?
How's that nasty?
It's just nasty.
I said you'll be a hero, not for the first time in your life.
First time in my life I've ever... I'm a hero every day to my children. Indigo, am I a hero? She said yes.
I said not for the first time in your life. Thank you, Robbie.
See you,
champion.